Linda Uppmeyer, who's 63 years old, comes from a politically active family. Her late father, Del Stromer, was Speaker of the House back in 1981 and 1982. That was very much on her mind as she emerged from the private meeting with her fellow Republicans.
It's really an exciting day for me on many levels.
She pauses to collect herself.
My dad was an amazing man, and so it's really... It's something to live up to.
Uppmeyer says she didn't experience a glass ceiling as she sought a leadership position, first as majority leader and now speaker. And she hopes her high-profile post will encourage other women to seek public office. In a secret vote, Uppmeyer won out over her male opponent, Osage Republican Josh Burns. Burns got a taste of leadership when he shepherded the gas tax increase through the Iowa House. He had hoped to take over and run a tighter ship at the State House.
I mean, we've been here, this is my fifth year, completion of fifth year, we've never finished on time. You know, especially when you start talking about things like our school districts.
Meaning year after year, the legislature has failed to approve school funding in the first 30 days of the session as required by law. Burns says the unpopularity of the gas tax increase for some House Republicans was a big strike against him as he sought the top post. Christopher Rance of Sioux City, now a lobbyist, was Speaker of the House from 2003 to 2006. Rance says Linda Uppmeyer has earned the approval of her colleagues over the years.
Linda has worked very hard. When she was in the rank and file, she was a person who carried a lot of bills and a lot of water for people.
Rance was in the legislature when the late Mary Lundby, a Cedar Rapids Republican, helped engineer a Republican majority in the House, but never made it to Speaker.
And because she worked so hard in the campaigns and helping others, a lot of people thought Mary, should have been the Speaker. But, so whatever you want to read into that.
Rance stopped short of saying the legislature wasn't ready for a female speaker back then. He adds it was only a matter of time before a woman made it to the top. The female speaker will serve with an all-male leadership team, including the new majority leader, Chris Hagenow of Windsor Heights, and new majority whip, Joel Fry of Osceola. Representative Linda Miller of Bettendorf says that's because Republican women were happy to keep chairing important committees instead.
And each woman is in a chair position right now that they weren't willing to give up.
But she adds she is concerned about female representation in her caucus, which lags behind that of House Democrats. Uppmeyer was asked how her leadership style will differ from the current House Speaker, Craig Paulson.
As all of you know, I use more words than Speaker Paulson, and I will try and curb that temptation as we move forward.
Uppmeyer says the Republican agenda has not changed, including promoting a friendly business climate and controlling state spending. That appears to be a recipe for conflict with minority Democrats. In a statement, Minority Leader Mark Smith points to the role the new leaders played in education funding last year, and he says Iowa kids deserve better. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.